Today is Thursday, January 9th, 2024. 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. It is. I'm leaving it in. Because got people to see and places to go. It's National Balloon Ascension Day. It's National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. It's National Static Electricity Day. And it's National Apricot Day. Or, as some people say, apricot. I always thought apricots were the dollar store version of a peach. And what I mean by that is, I think it's like the cheap knockoff version. And they're not cheaper. It has nothing to do with cost. They are harder generally in my experience. So the texture is not as nice as a peach. I don't think they're as sweet or have as nice a taste as a peach. I'm just not as much. They're okay, you know, in a jam. Not in a jam like jelly or jam, but in a pinch, if you really needed something similar to a peach, you could certainly use an apricot. But I always preferred a peach, is what I'm saying. All right. So, yeah. So, a couple of things. I was talking about the 3D printer the other day, and I mentioned on here that I was just talking to Fatty last night, and he said, you know, you should get that AI to, at the start of each show, remind you what you talked about in the show before. And I said, I'm working on that, but I have, as I do, I have 5 different projects going all at the same time. But if I didn't talk about it, I'll just repeat it. If I didn't talk about it, if I did, I'm still going to repeat it. I printed a back scratcher. Because I wanted a, it's so silly. I wanted, my back was itching the other night. I was like, man, I want a back scratcher. So I found a back scratcher on the site, you know, because I'm not to the point where I can model my own stuff. I already explained. I have to learn actual CAD software in order to make any usable models. If I just wanted to build like a, if I wanted to design a character, a cartoon looking character and print it, I could probably do that in Blender. But if I want to do anything usable with measurements and stuff like that, I need to do it in a CAD software, which Onshape is what I'm trying to learn. But anyway, regardless, I printed this back scratcher and it kept stopping. And it would say user paused print. And I was like, what is going on? Because I didn't pause the print. I am here. I wasn't even here. I wasn't even upstairs. It was printing away. I come up here. It says user paused print. It happened 3 or 4 times. I thought I was going to wake up in the morning and it was going to be finished because it was only a couple of hour print and I sleep for 7 or 8 hours. So I thought it would be finished. So I did some research online, and I don't know if this is the case because I couldn't be bothered to check. But a lot of people said a lot of times when you get that error, the person who designed the model added a pause in the file for some reason and forgot to take it out. Or maybe there are instructions that I didn't read because I used to be a big instruction reader and I'm not anymore. When I was younger, if I got a toy or something, I would read the instructions. Oh, I loved an instruction manual because I wanted to know every little thing. And now I can't be bothered to read instruction manuals. But anyway, so I didn't look back at it, but it is likely that there's nothing wrong with my printer, but that the pauses were built in. So I don't know if anyone was losing sleep over that, but there you go. If you were, now you know. Or you know as much as I do, because I'm not going to do any further research on it. If it happens again on a completely different 3D print, then I'll have to do some more research and make sure that there's not something wrong with the printer. So looking at the messages, we do have one message from Lamont Cranston. And he says, your dad had excellent taste. Heath and Score are my favorites, too. I think I've mentioned this before, Lamont, because I feel like you've told me that. I may have mentioned it on the Gay Mix in the live chat room or something, and you said it. But yeah, Toffee is too, it's too hard. And so Toffee tastes good, but I need some kind of mushiness in my bar. So like Snickers, and Snickers doesn't have toffee. It has soft caramel and nougat and peanuts, but that's still perfect to me. Now, I do like peanut brittle, but I don't eat it very often because it gets stuck in my teeth. And I also just don't buy it because who wants to keep basically pure sugar just lying around that you're going to eat and then consume way too many calories. So there you go. Also, he says, if your therapist is prescribing meds, she must be a psychiatrist. They are medical doctors. Okay, well then, so my therapist who I actually do my talk therapy with every week is not an MD. But I meet with a separate lady once a month. I don't know if I'll always have to do it once a month. Like once we get my, because we're still playing around with my dosages. And so I don't know if, I don't know, is all I'm saying. Like maybe once we get the dosage leveled out and we're not changing it, she'll say, okay, I'll see you again in 6 months or something. Hopefully so, because I have to pay a copay every month. And it's not that much, but it's just like, well, I'm already paying for every therapy session. Although I did change my health insurance to an HSA. I rarely go to the doctor unless something is falling off. And which is going to have to change soon because I'm getting old and something's going to kill me if I don't go and start getting checkups. But anyway, regardless, that is not what we're talking about on this episode. Regardless, I had this health plan and I set a little bit of a high deductible anyway because I figure, you know, I'd rather save that money and then, you know, I'd rather have that money go into my bank account or into my stock accounts or whatever and then just have a little bit of a higher deductible rather than having a lower deductible but never using it because I don't go to the doctor. So that's what I normally do. But the HSA... As a lot of you probably know, but anyone who doesn't, it's a savings account, but it's tax-free. So you put money in, and my employer actually does a little bit of matching. It's not a lot, but a little bit of matching. So you get a little bit from the company. You still have deductibles, and you still have insurance. I still have insurance. So it's not like I don't have insurance. But the HSA is kind of added on. And I can use it to pay my deductibles. I can use it to pay whatever. And so I'm going to look at, and I just got my HSA card and everything in like a week ago. So I'm going to investigate how I can start paying for things like my therapy copayment, my psychiatrist copayment, and possibly my therapist as well. But I didn't realize there was a limit, but apparently there's a limit of what you can put into your HSA. And I don't think monthly it will cover. I think my limit is lower than the amount I'm paying my therapist. So, but I could use it for anything. I could use it for vitamins. I could use it for, I don't know about, somebody's going to call it and say you're crazy, but medical stuff. So medicine, I think glasses and contacts as well, you can use it for. And it's tax-free. So why not? Why not, I say. So I'm just looking to see if we have any phone calls, but it takes forever. So, killing time. We do have, two phone calls. All right, well, let's play and see what this phone call is. We have enough time for at least one. Let's go ahead and play this.
It's Tony in Illinois. I can actually make a call because I'm in an area that's not going to cut out. I don't think.
Because you're always listening when you're driving.
To the podcast about taking a bath. I take at least one bath every
6 months?
Weekend.
A weekend. Okay.
And I was listening to the radio earlier today, and some guy was talking, one of the radio DJs was talking about taking a bath, and he said he likes to take a bath too, and a lot of people don't like to take baths because they think that you're just sitting in your own like dirty body water or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, when I take a bath, I always take a shower right after. But, you know, come on. I mean, unless if you're a really dirty person, you're not sitting in all that filth. So, but yeah, I like it at least once a week, usually on the weekend, because I don't have time after work to do it. But, yeah, good times.
Good times.
That's all I got to say. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Well, there's another one, I think, from Tony. He must have thought of something else, but we're not going to have time, so I'll save that for tomorrow. But, I love taking a bath. I do it when I feel like it. So there's not like a regular cadence. I'll usually take a book in there. That's a little bit more difficult because you don't want to get the book wet. Or I'll play a podcast or something like that. It's just like a hot tub without the bubbles. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.